So, Dr. Motzer, I was really fascinated by your presentation at ASCO, the RECORD study. Can you talk a little bit about what was seen there and what you think it means?
The intent of the trial was to investigate sequences of therapy, TKI followed by an mTOR, which is the standard sequence, versus an mTOR, everolimus, followed by sunitinib. And the hypothesis was that ultimately the progression-free survival to both in sequence would be the same, and that everolimus is better tolerated and that patients would enjoy initially a better quality of life on everolimus before switching over to the more powerful TKI sunitinib. There hasn't been any trials that have looked at sequence therapy where a patient's treated on one and then goes on to a second drug. And one of the concerns that we had was regarding feasibility of the study. So the trial was designed to look at the PFS in first line for sunitinib compared to everolimus, and then the combined progression-free survival was a secondary endpoint. What we found is that in the first line, we didn't reach non-inferiority of everolimus over sunitinib. The PFS was longer for sunitinib compared to everolimus all across the board in different subgroups we looked at. There was actually a trend in survival benefit for the sequence of sunitinib followed by everolimus. And the strategy by which one patient goes from one drug and then at progression switches to another was very difficult because of dropout. When patients progressed on the sunitinib, many of them, rather than crossing over to everolimus on trial, they left the study. So I think that the lessons learned were that, at least in first line, VEGF-targeted therapy more effective than everolimus. And that sort of a trial design is very challenging to conduct.
So I could envision there might be biologic explanations that something happens when you give the VEGF TKI that has a more lasting effect or is better to happen early. I could also envision it might be more clinical, that if they get delayed getting to sunitinib, the disease has progressed, they're in worse shape, they don't tolerate it as well. Maybe there's other explanations, but what do you think happened there?
I think that in first line, sunitinib's more effective drug than everolimus. And some of the patients on everolimus died early on in therapy and were not able to switch over, or received other therapies, didn't get the sunitinib because of their medical condition or so forth.
Dr. Figlin.
Well, I think one must also recognize that mTOR inhibition is not as potent an anti-angiogenic approach to anti-angiogenesis as VEGF receptor inhibition. So if one wanted to look at this biologically and ask the question, the results are as they are, but might they be explained biologically? I think for those of us that believe that mTOR inhibition is a weaker anti-angiogenic approach to, as Walter points out, an angiogenic-driven tumor, I think the results are pretty much as we might have expected biologically.